The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Erevin Daf Tzadi Beis. The Gemara, starting with the Mishnah, and this daf discusses the idea of a gag godel next to a gag katan. If you have a big roof next to a small roof, or similarly, if you have a big chatzer next to a small chatzer, two adjoining roofs or two adjoining courtyards, and as the Gemara adds and has other similar cases, it's if you have a big house next to a small house. And what we mean with a big house next to a small house, or a big courtyard next to a small courtyard, is that when you have two such adjoining areas or properties, and they're both open one to the other, so naturally, let's take for example, if they're both square in shape, and they're both connected, so then the smaller square will be fully open on one side to the bigger square. In other words, the smaller square will have mechitzos, walls, on three of the sides, and the fourth side will be fully open. Whereas the bigger area, the bigger domain, which is either a rooftop, a courtyard, or a house, will be enclosed on three sides plus. That the bigger one will not only have walls on three of the sides, but even the fourth side will be enclosed partially, being that the bigger one is larger than the smaller, so then even though the smaller, even though where it connects to the smaller one, it's open, nevertheless, there's a nice amount that is closed, because the amount that the bigger one is bigger than the smaller, that amount, it will be enclosed even on the fourth side. So in other words, what you have is that the smaller domain is fully open on one side, and the larger domain is only partially open on one side. And the basic concept that we have with this type of scenario is that we say that when you have two such adjoining domains, the larger one is considered connected with the smaller one, whereas the smaller one is considered disconnected from the larger one. And in this Shir Bez Hashem, we will elaborate on this and discuss some very practical applications of this. And with a little bit more explanation, what we say is that people that are stationed in the bigger domain are considered also stationed in the smaller domain. Whereas people that are stationed in the smaller domain are considered only stationed in the smaller domain and not at all in the bigger domain. And we find in the Mefarshim another terminology, and that is that those that are in the larger domain, when we look at the larger domain, the smaller domain is considered a corner, an added corner of the larger domain. It's considered a part. The smaller domain is considered a part of the larger domain. But when we focus on the smaller domain, the larger domain is a separate entity. And therefore, the Gemara says, and these will be the examples that we'll discuss in today's Shir Be'ez Hashem, that tzibur b'gdoyla u'shliach tzibur b'ktana yoytzin yidei chayvason. When you have two such adjoining domains, if the tzibur, if the congregation is stationed in the bigger domain, Ushliach Tzibur Biktano, and the Chazan, the one that's being Moitzi, the congregation, their obligation is in the smaller domain. Yoitzin Dechevoson, they are able to Yotze, their obligation, whatever they have to hear from the Chazan. If let's say the Chazan is saying Chazor HaShatz, or if the Chazan is saying a Brocha, and they could be Yotze that Brocha with the Chazan. And the reason is because here we have one more Nekuda, one more Halacha that comes out in this line of the Gemara, and that is that if you have, when you have a tzibur and you have a shliach tzibur and you have a congregation and you have a chazan, a cantor, both the congregation and the cantor have to be in the same domain. However, if the congregation is in the larger domain, the congregation could sort of pull the shliach tzibur, the chazan, the cantor together with them. Whereas, if it's the opposite, that it's tzibur biktano, that if the congregation is in the smaller domain, ushliach tzibur bigdoilo, and the chazan or the cantor is in the bigger one, in yoitzin dechevos, and then they cannot be yotze their obligation by listening to the chazan and the cantor. And the reason is, because if the congregation is in the smaller domain, as we said before, the larger domain, if you're stationed in the larger domain, it's considered that you're also stationed in the smaller domain. So when the congregation is in the larger domain, they are also there in the smaller domain. And since they are the ikar, they are the main focus, so when you have a congregation in the larger domain and they are also in the smaller domain, so the congregation, they are considered stationed in the entire area, the larger and the smaller domain, so then you have that the congregation is together with the chazan, with the cantor. However, when it's the opposite, that the congregation is in the smaller, stationed in the smaller domain, so then I say that the congregation is considered stationed only in the smaller domain. So although the chazan is considered stationed in the larger domain, which includes also the smaller domain, that's insufficient. Because our focus is on the congregation. The congregation is the main focus. And if the congregation is not, is considered broken away from where the chazan is, from where the cantor is, then even though the cantor is considered connected to where they are, that's insufficient. And in a similar vein, the Gemara continues, Tisha Bigdoili V'yochi Bigtano. If you're trying to combine 10 people to create a minion, and you have 9 people that are stationed in the big domain, and one person, your 10th person, your center, is in the smaller domain, Mitztarfin, then they could combine, because since the 9, our focus is on the majority is 9, and the 9 people are stationed in the larger domain, and we say that if people who are stationed in the larger domain are considered also stationed in the smaller domain, so they're able to schlep that last person into their domain. The way it's working is because our focus is where the majority is. So if the majority is in the larger domain, and the larger domain, if you're in the larger domain, you also have the smaller domain. So they're able to schlep that last 10th person with them, and then they have a minion all in one place. Whereas if it's the opposite, the 9 people are in the smaller domain, and one person is in the larger domain, so our focus is on the majority, which are in the smaller domain. So then the majority, which is our focus, are considered disconnected from the larger domain. So then we say you don't have 10 people in the same domain, and therefore you don't have a minion. This is what we see from the Gemara, and this is how the Shulchan Aruch paskens, and this is what I would like to discuss about in tonight's shiur. And you might think, how common is this? And before you think twice, you might realize that there might be more applications than you thought there were. Quite often, the way a building was built, for whatever reason it may be, it was built with a larger part of the room and then some other smaller part of the room. Sometimes it's because first they had one big property and then they were able to make an addition, and they were only able to make a small room addition. Sometimes it's because for lack of space, let's say it comes Yom Neroim, or for whatever the reason is, they build a building originally that in case they'll need some extra space, they build a room that has a wall that's portable, that's able to be opened, and you have such a scenario where you have the base medrash, the base knesses, is the way the architect of the base knesses is that you have a larger room and a smaller room that are adjacent, that are really connected one to another. But you have our problem, you have our issue, that it's a larger room connected adjacent to a smaller room, and you have to make sure, the chayra, that your majority is always in the larger room. Because if your majority is in, if you have exactly 10, and your 10th person is in the larger room, you won't be able to consider him part of the minyan. Or, if the chazan, let's say you have more than 10 people in the smaller room, but your chazan is in the larger room, the chayra, it should come out, according to this gemara and according to this halacha, that it should be invalid. It should be a problem for you to have a chazarat hashatz or anything else that requires a chazan when the chazan is in the larger room. That should l'chayra be what comes out from our gemara. And sometimes there are other examples of this. Sometimes people make minyanim in hotel rooms, or if they go for a simcha for Shabbos to the hotel, or if there's some convention in a hotel, and then they never built that room, that meeting room, but they got permission to use that room, and this room happens to be some odd room, or they got the permission to use two adjoining rooms, and they opened one to another, and one's bigger than the other, and then you'll have this issue. Or sometimes it happens when Rechmanu Litzlan, somebody's in Ovel, and so there's a minion of people davening in the house of the Ovel, and he never built his house with the intention of making a minion there, and now that we're setting up a minion here, the best place in his house to make a minion, the only place where he's able to fit the amount of people that are coming to be Menachem Avil, is only in two adjoining rooms, where it's one room that's bigger than the other room. And you have our issue that l'chayre, you have to make sure that the chazin is either in the same room as the congregation, or that the chazin is in the smaller room, not in the bigger room. Additionally, there could be an issue, even if you have a full 10 people in the larger room, or a full 10 people in the smaller room, and the chazan is in the same room together with everyone else, but if they're scattered out between the two rooms, and it comes to after the Kriyas Shema Ne'eseh, when they want to have Chazorat Hashatz or say Kaddish, and for that we have to have either 6 people, 7 people, 9 people, whatever you fear to wait for. So you can only combine the people that finish Shema Ne'eseh from the people that are in the same room. Whatever is considered a room as far as combining people to make a minyan originally, for your 6, 7, 9 people that you're waiting for to do Chazorat Hashatz, you have to have them also in the same type of a room. You have to make sure. So the question is, what happens when it's Ashas HaDchak? What happens when it's not so easy to relocate the people that are davening in the larger room to the smaller room? Let's say there's other people that are davening Shemoneh Esrei and they can't walk in front of them. Or it's just very squishy. The other room, there you have a larger room next to a smaller room. And the way it works out, it's very squishy to put everyone, let's say, into the smaller room. And the only way it works out conveniently is, or say more than that, it's very, very difficult to have the chazan be in the smaller room. And the only way it works out is if the chazan is in the larger room and the tzibur is in the smaller room. Is there any etzah? Is there any way out? Or if, let's say, there was 10 people in that larger room together with the shliach tzibur, but then you have to wait for chazaras hashatz. What happens if you... It's not so easy to make sure that we avoid this halacha. That's question number one. Question number two is that there's a really another thing, another part of this equation. And that is because the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Simin Nun Hei, when he brings down this halacha, he adds one more point. And he says, this that we consider, that the smaller domain is considered a part of the larger domain. For people that are stationed in the larger domain, the smaller domain is considered connected. Says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that's only where that corner that connects the smaller room to the larger room has that the wall of the smaller room goes in three tzvachim into the larger room. For those of you who remember from other dafim in Masechta Erevin, there's in Erevin Daf Tes, there's such a concept of lechi shenira b'chutz ve'enu nira mibefnim. There's such a thing that a regular corner could be considered a lechi, and a lechi is one way of, is one form of a mechitza, of a dividing thing. It's a divider, it's a kind of divider. So says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav that if this corner is a regular, even that corner, without the walls going in at three additional tzvachim into the larger room, it's going to be considered that the smaller room is totally disconnected from the larger room. Even clapping, even when we look, even when we focus, even for the people that are stationed in the larger room. And it will go like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that it's insufficient to have that you had 9 people or 10 people in the larger room. In all scenarios, unless you have that the walls of the smaller room extend into the larger room, 3 tefachim, then no matter what, the two rooms are considered disconnected. So like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, certainly, certainly there's going to wind up being many issues of forming a minyan when you have such a setup of a larger room that's adjoining to a smaller room. You will always have to have that there's 10 people in either the larger or the smaller, and the chazan being together with those 10 people. So the question is, what happens if it's a Shas HaDchak? What happens if you don't have that smaller wall extending an extra 3 tefachim, and you don't have a full 10 people with the chazan in either room? Is there any etzah? Is there any way to get out of the problem? So the truth is that this question was asked to the Minchas Yitzchok, Dayan Weiss, from the Bezen Eidech HaRedes. And it's printed in Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchok, Chelik Dalit, Simen Tes. And he says that with a combination of two reasons, when it's a Shas HaDchak, we could be Mekel. And he says like this, he says that the Tshuvas HaRashba says, this that we say, that the two rooms are considered somehow disconnected, be it like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, because you don't have the walls of the smaller room extending into the larger room, be it because for the people that are stationed in the smaller room, they are considered disconnected from the larger room. Either way, the Rashba says that this is all when you're talking about two different courtyards, or two different roofs, or two different buildings. That the idea is that you have two separate domains. These domains each have their own use. They are two entirely different domains. You have Reuven's house and you have Shimon's house, and they happen to be connected. They happen to be open one to another. So then I say, I have to fit into these rules that the larger domain is considered connected to the smaller domain, and according to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, you have to have it that it's not considered a lechi, shenir mi b'chutz ve'ina nir mi b'fnim. But says the Rashba, where it's really one room, where you could tell it's for all for one purpose, it's all being used for the same use, and it's just that it happens to be that for architectural reasons they built the room in this manner, they built the room in this shape, then of course it's one big room, and of course they're both parts of the room are connected, and of course all people that are in that room are considered one and can be mitzari for a minyan. And the Minhag HaSidrach says that this is not so simple. And the truth is that this Minhag HaSidrach that's bringing down this Rashba is not the only one that says such a vort. If you look in the Eshel Avraham, Madura Tinyon in Simen Nun Hei, he also says on his own this vort, that where it's one binyan mamish, so then I don't care, it doesn't bother us that one's a larger one, one's a smaller one, and they're both considered one big unit. But the Shulchan Aruch, but the Eish Al Avram says Torich Iyun. He says it's a very good svara, but it's not so simple that we could rely on this svara. And the Minhag HaSidrach as well says, although it's a Rashba, but there's those that disagree with this. And therefore, the Minhag HaSidrach goes and he adds one other tziruf, one other thing that we could combine with this Rashba. And that is because there's another Rashba. The Rashba says another thing. And this Rashba is not only a Rashba, but we'll see it's also the Bi'ur Halacha. And they say that this entire halacha, that you have to have nine, since when do you have to have 10 people? When is it that you have to have 10 people in one domain? Says the Rashba, and the Bi'ur Halacha discusses this also, the only time you have to have 10 people in one domain is only when the people are not able to see each other. If the 10 people are seeing each other, Elu, Royines, Elu, they're both able to see each other, they're both looking at each other, they're all there, they're all visible to each other. In such a case, they all combine, whether they're in one domain, whether they're not in one domain. So like this, many, many of these situations, most situations, where people are able to see each other, it won't be an issue. So why? Say bazoi. So look, however, so you might say, say bazoi, let us rely on this. There should never be a problem. Whenever you have two rooms, one's bigger than the other, whether it's a Shulchan Aruch HaRav problem, whether it's a problem because nine people are in the smaller domain, one person is in the bigger domain, it should never be a problem. Let it be mutter, let it be a problem, even let it be okay, even the chatchila. So that's also not true. Because the Bi'ur Halacha says that the Pichodosh and the Primigodim are mashma like this. But he says, Chatchila, it's good to be machmer, that they should all be in one rishos. They should all be in one domain, not just seeing each other. says the halacha. Why? Because this whole halacha that it's sufficient to see each other, even though they're not in one domain, comes from the Rashba. And the Rashba himself only says derech efsha. The Rashba himself only says maybe, possibly, we could be makel. We could permit this if they're seeing each other, even though they're not in one domain. So even the Rashba was not sure about this leniency, and therefore says be halacha lechatchil, we should not rely on this. So says Minchas Yitzchok, says Dayan Weiss. So we have two reasons why in most situations it can be makel. First of all, because we're it's only for architectural reasons that these two rooms are in such a setup that one's it looks like it's one room and another room that are just adjoining, but really, in essence, it's really one room. It's all for the same use. So that alone is a svara. That alone is a rashba, and that alone should be enough to be makel. And together with another rashba, theoretically, we can be makel, but the ma'isa, we're not makel with one svara alone. And then there's another rashba that the rashba says that whenever they see each other, then also it's permitted to, you could go ahead and rely that they're all considered connected. However, with each reason alone, we're not going to be makel, because one of them is a rashba that there's others they argue with, and the other one is another rashba that the rashba himself says it's only a maybe. However, says Dayan Weiss, if you have both together, and it's a shasat chak, and it's a little difficult to get them all in the same room, all in the same domain, or at least the majority in the larger domain, where it's difficult, says Dayan Weiss, with the two reasons together, when they're able to see each other, and the rooms are for the same purpose, and it's not so easy, then we can be makel. So, wherever we're able to get them in the same room, we definitely should, but wherever it's a little difficult, for example, one room is squishy, or we'd have to wait a while for people to finish davening till we get 6, 7, 9 people who are all in the same room, then we could be makel based on these two svaras.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.